Pleasure to have you back with us on a very special day at the ballpark today. It is Buster Posey Day. If you're not at the park or you're thinking about it, come on out. This is a day you will remember for the rest of your life. That is what makes baseball special, and I think there's still some tickets available. Just go up to the ticket windows on King Street. So I love days like this. Susan Slusser joins us. She covers the Giants for the Chronicle. Susan, I love days like this. You've been part of special days at the ballpark so many times. Give us a little setting of Buster Posey and the buzz around this one.
Yeah, I mean, what an icon for a franchise. You just don't have days like this very often. It's somebody that I think the Giants certainly would have liked to have had come back to play for them this year, but they'll take today. I mean, this is wonderful, and it's a chance to celebrate. You know, so many of the great Hall of Famers in recent years have sort of done the farewell tour, you know, Rivera and Jeter and a lot of the managers, and nobody got to do that with Buster. This is the chance to say goodbye, thank you, and all of that, and, you know, hope for maybe in the future more involvement with the team. And you know what? This team probably could use a little pep talk from Buster Posey also right now. So I think it's probably coming at a very good time.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that. I was thinking about it, and I said, boy, Joey Bart, you know, he needed Buster. He needed a Buster year to bring him along because he's catching pretty well. I mean, so many strikeouts, 28 and 50-some-odd at-bats. But I think Joey Bart got hurt a little bit not having Buster there.
I think so. You know, he has said he feels like he learned a ton from Buster Posey just, you know, in spring trainings and, you know, the little bit that he was up when they coincided. And they, you know, they're friends. They're both from Georgia. He feels like he can call him and check in on him. But, you know, it's Buster Posey. You're probably not going to be, like, you know, bugging him constantly. And you're right. It would have been nice if he could overlap now. Of course, with somebody like Kurt Casale last year, there wasn't going to be that opportunity. Kurt Casale is so good at what he does. He's an absolutely ideal second catcher. You know, and maybe his playing time goes up a little bit of a tick. I wouldn't mind seeing that. The pitchers absolutely love throwing to him. And he can hit a little. You know, we saw he could do after that first 6 weeks last year. He actually hit. So, you know, maybe take a little bit of the pressure off Joey Bart. Everybody has said it looks like maybe he's pressing a little bit. They knew he would strike out a lot. And you know what? He's still getting on base. He's walking. The OPS is okay. He's catching better. He's made such huge strides behind the plate. He really has. He's continuing to get better. I think he is going to be a good big league catcher. So he's a rookie. It's hard. You got to do so much as a catcher, and it's really hard to manage all of that when you're young and you don't have that much big league experience.
Yeah, and the spotlight gets on you a little bit more. You're the second pick in the country, and you're striking out 50% of the time. So the spotlight is on him a little bit. But the players are coming back. I see Dom Leon is back today, right?
Yeah, that's the expectation. So that's wonderful. You know, the more guys coming back, and especially the lineup has, you know, the offense has really sort of been stalling out lately. They need some of these guys back. And honestly, that'll help guys like Ruff. It'll help guys like Bart. More guys on, more, you know, Gabe Kapler was talking about this last night. The big innings are kind of absent right now. When you have a few of those, when you get rolling, that can contagious thing can kind of help. And instead, when you're not scoring, everybody presses, you know, and you get that can be contagious in a bad way. So I think as they start to get some of these guys back, I think that's really going to be, you know, of course, for many, many, many reasons, it's going to be great, but it'll help some of the guys that I think are in funks right now, too.
Susan Slusser with us. Of course, always a pleasure to talk ball. We've done it for so many years. What can you point to offensively? Is there some part of the lineup or something happening somewhere that you could say, boy, if this improved, it could have that domino effect?
You know, I think they really have set things up. You know, the roster construction is good, especially when everybody's healthy. And nobody is better than Gabe Kapler at finding the right matchups and pushing the right buttons. We saw that last year. It's really hard when you're down that many guys, you know, and they've gone with a shorter bench. Even, you know, once they had to like pare back down to 26, they've gone with the extra reliever a little bit more often. And that's kind of, I think, hurt them a little bit too. So I'd like to see them have the bigger bunch, and I'd like to see them really be even more aggressive with some of the things they've been doing. The bunting, the running, put some pressure on the defense. That was working early in the season. And I think, you know, we've seen some guys do it. I'd like to see more of it when they're just not hitting. Guys have been talking, Marty, you know this, about the ball. You know, is it kind of a more dead ball? But how many balls have we seen, not just the Giants, opponents too, balls hit to the base of the wall that off the bat you go, oh, that is absolutely out of the park. We've seen that over and over. Darren Ruff seems to be a guy that's been hit by that. Brandon Crawford's been hit by that a lot. You know, if the ball's a little more dead, maybe you change your tactics a little bit somehow. You want the more line drives. You want maybe more bunting, more running. They've got the personnel that can do that.
Well, it's a great point. And the professor and I, Ron Wotus, will talk about that tomorrow as well. You framed it perfectly. The launch angle swing maybe is not the ideal way to swing right now.
No, everything's just kind of coming up short. Some of it's the weather. You know, it's a little colder right now. You know, in San Francisco, depending on the wind, where the wind's going, and same with a lot of other places, that can factor. The ball is weird. You know, the pitchers are complaining about the ball, too, which you would think in a stretch where offenses are down around the league that the pitchers would be, like, super on board with that. Is it the humidors? Are there two different balls? There's been speculation about that. Are the seams funky? I've talked to some of the Giants pitchers who feel like they've gotten balls with different seams from, you know, ball to ball during the game. That shouldn't happen. Carlos Rodon told me that one ball he got, he thought felt like a college baseball. Mm. I've never heard anybody say that. So you're hearing it from all sides. And this is the MLB owns the factory, right? They bought Wally. Get it together with the ball, you know, have a consistent ball that kind of does what you want. And what I really like to see is for them to add some tack to the balls before they're distributed. If there's a way to rub them up even beforehand, you want balls that are absolutely consistent throughout the league in every game. And I think the players are just not seeing that. But if you want a deader ball, why? Baseball keeps saying they want more offense, not less. What is happening?
Yeah, I agree. But they want more action. See, the baseball feels that the three true outcomes, the walk, strikeout, home run, is too much. And there's too much dead time in the game. So they want Luis Gonzalez, who I love. I love the way this guy plays. He uses the whole field, Freddie Freeman. They want people like that back in the game, and I think that's the motivation.
Yeah, I think so. However, what we're seeing is exactly what you just mentioned, the launch angle. Everybody's had that drilled into them the last, you know, 8-10 years, launch angle. And that's going to be hard. You know, guys got away from hitting tall fields. Guys got away from going the other way, going up the middle. They got really into the launch angle thing, and a lot of teams preach that. If the ball's coming up short, it's not going to be more action. It's going to be a lot of fly balls. And I got to tell you, there is nothing, even the three true outcomes, I think, is more interesting than an inning that is three fly balls.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of it now, and you're right. Peterson especially has gotten under couple that I thought.
Yeah, another one. That's three guys in the lineup that seems like all they do, and they're hitting the balls well. You know, you look at the distance, you look at the exit velocity, they're hitting them well. So I'm frustrated, and I'm frustrated for everybody, not just Giants players. You know, you look at some of the numbers and you go like, what is happening? They've got to be beyond frustrated, and then you start pressing more. So I don't know. It's kind of an ugly cycle.
You know, the 15-day option period went into effect. No one's really talked about it, but, you know, up till May 2nd, you could send the player down, and he was only down for 10 days. Now it's 15 days. Giants have to be a little more careful how they used it, because now they've sent some people back. Jelly is up here now. I want to get your thoughts about him. But if you send them back right away, you can't bring them back for 15 days. So give me your thoughts on the 15-day option period.
Well, that's never really concerned me too much. There's always injuries. You know, you can bring somebody back early in the event of an injury. There's, you know, sadly, that in the state of the game today, there's always something that seems like it happens where you can bring somebody back. And usually when you're bringing somebody back, it is for something like an injury. So that doesn't trouble me overly much. I am absolutely thrilled to see Sean Jelly in the big leagues. He's been looking like he's close to ready for some time now. You know, such a good story. So fun to watch. How often do you see a guy that big? You know, and he's got ability. You know, it's not, he's not just some like novelty act. You know, it's, this is a guy I think really has something special, and it's going to be fun to see. You know, I think they'll be careful with him. I think they'll be cautious, but however long he's up, this is magnificent experience for him. He is really going to get a lot out of it. And I think he's somebody who will be giving the Giants a lot, maybe this year, but certainly in years to come.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, you and I saw John Rauch pitch a lot. Remember him?
Yeah.
And he
yeah,
was 6'11". Absolutely. And this guy's 6'11 and a half, so he has claimed the title, apparently, for the tallest pitcher ever. But I was thinking about Randy Johnson, who was, you know, obviously a big pitcher as well. And Randy Johnson came at you from the side. He wanted to kill you. I mean, John Kruk wouldn't even get in there in the All-Star game, if you remember that. But this guy is more over the top. He's a dart thrower. He doesn't use the size to that advantage, but he has tremendous command, apparently. And that's what I like about him.
Yeah, I love guys with great command. You know, in A's camp the last couple of years, they've always brought Dave Stewart in to talk to the pitchers about being sort of fearsome and ferocious. And not everybody sort of comes with that as part of their persona or their makeup. And I think somebody like Sean Gelly could really benefit from maybe watching guys like Greedy mm-hmm. Johnson, watching guys like Dave Stewart, and really pick up, because if you're that tall, your arms are that long, and you it feels to the batter like you're right on top of them, you're right on the plate, add a little extra intensity and ferocity, and man, you're exactly right, it'll be John Kruk bailing out all over again, 100%.
I loved it. I can remember, God, so many hitters would face these lefties in sort of exhibition games, and they wanted no part of it. So for Jelly, it's a great story. I'd like to see him get pants that fit. They gave him pants that go to about his upper knee, and he's got long socks. He just looked different.
I don't think they make pants in his size, you know?
Really?
Why would they? He is such an outlier. You know? They're going to have to get those things tailored specially.
I like it. Hey, Crawford made a play. And look, you've watched baseball a long time, and you've seen some great shortstops. I want to know where you put Crawford in the hierarchy of the shortstops you've seen. But he made a play up the middle. And they teach it. When the ball's going up the middle or a runner on second base, dive. And he did it beautifully and saved the run. I think it was on Thursday night.
Yep.
Talk about Crawford a little bit. Give me something on him.
Oh, I love watching him play. And I knew he was an elite shortstop, but he's one of those guys who you really don't appreciate unless you see it every day. I think I've covered baseball in the Bay Area for a very long time. I think he is the best shortstop I've seen in the Bay Area that time. Now, I was not watching Vizquel all the time, but certainly I saw him plenty. But Crawford, man, he brings it every day. And He makes so few mistakes. He's certainly right up there with Vizquel. I mean, but I like him even better. And the longevity with the team, the durability. And he's a bigger guy, right? He's older and bigger. Scouts keep saying, like, is he too big? He hasn't lost a step, as far as I'm concerned, in the field. He looks great. His range is still good. And his instincts are marvelous. His arm is great. I can't say enough about this guy. I voted for him for MVP last year. Mm-hmm. So did Andy Baggerly, the Giants beat writer for The Athletic. We both took some heat from it, but my gosh, the Giants won 107 games, and are they even close to that without Brandon Crawford, both offensively and defensively, doing what he did at his age? Are you kidding me?
No. I'm with you. I pumped it up all year long. I thought he was the MVP. All right, so where's his buddy? Where's the other Brandon? Has he disappeared? What happened to him, and when is he coming back?
Yeah, you know, I get fans asking me this, like, kind of every day, and it's just simply you're at the mercy of the testing or the maximum time, which is 10 days. So he's got to be back here. I kind of lost track of which day. It's got to be pretty soon, especially with Leon back. Brandon's next. So, I think they've got to be hopeful that it's sometime in the next day or two. The only one that's tested negative twice before getting off, as far as I know, is Littell. who came off a little bit earlier because he tested negative twice. Yastrzemski was stunned that he didn't. You know, he felt fine, and just the testing never quite lined up. So he had to wait the full 10 days. But at the very least, which is also sort of the very most, it'll be a 10-day thing for Brandon Belt. But my gosh, do they need him?
Yeah, they do. No, Wade is here. I mean, he got pinch hit for last night. Kapler was interesting last night with a couple of moves. I want to get your thoughts on it. Number one, it was only the fifth inning now. They were having trouble scoring runs, and here he had a shot to make things happen. It was a very good inning. Bart didn't strike out and got the runner over. Slater dribbled one back. But then he went to the bench for Slater and then also for Ruff for Yastrzemski. Now, it's only the fifth inning. And it's your chance to get back in the game because the Cardinals have all the right-handed relievers coming in, and you're not going to have the platoon advantage. What did you think of that?
Yeah, I don't mind that. You know, Darren Ruff is really one of their more dangerous hitters, and one of the more dangerous when he's right. One of the more dangerous right-handed hitters in the league. It, you know, continues to show your confidence in him at a time where his results aren't necessarily what anyone wants. But, you know, what he's doing at the plate has been perfectly fine. Absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. You know, and Lamont, you know, obviously just gets a couple at bats. He has not felt quite comfortable, and I think they wanted to work him in slowly, too. I think that's one of the reasons he had sort of a shorter night. So no problem with that. Again, like I said earlier, Gabe Kapler is among the best in the business at pushing the right buttons at the right time. Hey, everybody right now is kind of in a little bit, the whole team, right? Even, I'm going to say even the front office, like last year nobody could do any wrong most of the season. Every choice Kapler made, every move the front office made, everything all the players did by and large was on the money. This year they're all kind of in one of those stretches where nothing's quite working. Kapler's moves aren't working. Front office's moves aren't quite working. You know, it's just a little bit of a funk for everyone. I think they'll come out of it. They've got the right personnel when everybody's healthy. They're still one of the best teams in the league, I think, certainly one of the best in the divisions and a contender. So I think they'll be fine. Just nothing's working right now. That's why you win 107 games some years, is everything works. This isn't going to be a 107-win season.
Well, as I was going to say, there's only 136 more games to go.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're not going to win 107. I don't think anybody truly expected that, you know. They're a 90-plus win team, though, for sure.
All right. You think we'll see a surprise today of any, maybe Tim Lincecum or someone like that? Is there any buzz about that?
Ooh, that'd be fun. I haven't heard anything like that, but that would be super cool. I would love to see a whole bunch of former Giants and especially Giants pitchers. That would be neat.
Yeah, this is going to be fun today. All right, a pleasure having you on. We didn't get to Alex Cobb. We'll talk about him next time, but I thought he was fabulous last night. Splitters, swings and misses. Come on, the guy had swings and misses all over the place, and that was pretty
strike,
good.
Strike, strike, strike. We love the strike throwing. Yeah.
Swings and misses. Come on. They couldn't catch up with him. So the Cardinals are challenged offensively. They really are, and the Giants are too. This should be an interesting game today. Susan, thank you so much as always. A pleasure, and we'll catch up with you in a week or two.
Sounds great. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is Susan Slusser of the Chronicle. Always good talking ball with her. All right. More coming up. Bill is next with Scott Harris, the general manager of the San Francisco Giants. So look forward to that. All right here at KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.